Bring. Tu repas dans Rojas Cinema joins in supporting WCT. Rojas Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more info, visit the website at www.rojascinema.com or call 412-904-3325.
Thank you. smooth, relaxing, and easy. With Frank Jaxfield and his orchestra, This Guy's in Love with You. Not the sky, this guy. Yeah, know the difference. Floyd Kramer and Maple Leaf Rag, Lex de Azevedo with Rhapsody in Blue, Botticelli, Melody of Love, and Bob James with Pure Imagination. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, let's see, where are we going here? Oh, yes. Two blockbuster April snowstorms struck one community in just a few days' time, leaving 4 feet of snow. 4 feet. The late-season snow piled up so high that it is setting record, nestled between the United States and Canada border and the North Dakota capital of Bismarck, is the city of Minot, North Dakota, home to approximately 48,000 people. And just this last week, they experienced weather that may have felt more typical of January than mid-April. 4 feet of snow all inside the space of 1 week. The first two snowstorms struck on April 12th and continued for almost 48 hours, dumping a whopping 36 inches of snow on Minot. The gusty winds made it feel even more wintry. The international airport there clocked in with a wind gust of 63 miles an hour, bringing visibility down to a quarter of a mile. Then on Easter, yet another storm targeted the region, this time bringing another foot of snow. And the weekend's burst of snow brought Minot's winter season total starting in October up to 52.6 inches of snow, surpassing the normal amount of 48.8 inches through April 18th. That is quite something. And hopefully the winter weather has evaded us for another several months yet. Meanwhile, animal control officials in Indiana said they were left scratching their heads when a ball python was found chilling on a shelf at a Walmart. City of Bloomington Animal Care and Control said on a Facebook post that personnel responded to the Walmart store in Bloomington, where a young python was spotted on the shelf. It was an actual python. Found chilling on the shelf. It's unclear how he got there, but it was a good thing a good Samaritan saw him and notified county officers to come pick him up. A follow-up post said the snake, dubbed Wolverine, has been adopted into a new home. The snake's origins are still under investigation. They realize that snakes can be quite alarming for some and can imagine that finding one in a public space may cause discomfort. We'd love to know how our little pal, I don't know that I'd consider him so lovingly, ended up in Walmart, but Wolverine isn't talking, Animal Care and Control said. Well, that just goes to show you, I mean, it is Walmart after all, so yeah, I mean, that explains a lot right there, doesn't it? Here's Ronnie Aldridge at the piano. Summer the first time. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I will issue an apology now and explain later.
And when God gave our rhythm, He sure was good to you. You can add, subtract, multiply, and divide by two. I know today's your birthday, and I did not buy no rose, but I wrote this song instead, and I call it Popsicle Toes. Popsicle Toes. Popsicle toes, I always froze. Popsicle toes, you're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes. You must have been this Pennsylvania with all this poker too. How come you always low your Pentax when I'm in the nude? We ought to have a birthday party, and you can wear your birthday clothes.
Oh, gross.
We can hit the floor and go explore those popsicle toes. North America, this sailor ever saw. I like to feel your warm Brazil and touch your Panama. For your Tierra del Fuego's, I nearly always froze. We got a seesaw till we unthaw those popsicle toes.
Did you get all that?
Popsicle toes, I always froze. Popsicle toes, you're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes.
Charles Crawford on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Too Late to Turn Back Now. That was Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose that sang that originally. Before that, my apologies, but I just had to play that every now and again. I think I've played it once on this program before. It's a song called Popsicle Toes from the same vintage that I am, 1976, by Michael Franks. Perhaps the only song to do worse on the easy listening charts than it did on the Hot 100, and that's not saying much. It was number 43 on the Hot 100 and number 45 on the easy listening charts. The B-side to that single was I Don't Know Why I'm So Happy, I'm Sad, but I think his ratings on the such chart-bottoming song ever. Remarkably, Diana Krall re-recorded that in 1999. I've heard her version, and I think it sounds better, but it's still dumb. Ronnie Aldridge in there with Summer the First Time. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT. And just for playing that, I should play this to clean the transmitters.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Kino tata. Kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
And I have to say, nobody does it better. Here's John Gregory on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you. smooth, relaxing, and easy. It's a beautiful way to unwind.
man and what's to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that gives you life? For if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before? Oh, there's love. There is love.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy with The Captain and Tennille. And The Wedding Song, also known as There Is Love, written by Noel Paul Stuckey for Peter Yarrow's wedding, and performed frequently by Noel Paul Stuckey at the Peter, Paul, and Mary concerts over the years. Lex de Azevedo, before that, My Soul, My Inspiration, Mason Williams with Sunflower, Daryl Rodman with Joanna, and John Gregory and Nobody Does It Better. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and those are all on the internet, and WRCT Pittsburgh, which is terrestrial and internet. So there you go. We cover all the bases. If only I could just talk sometimes. Here's Peter Appleyard, Moonlight Feels Right. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We have reached the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. As I told you a few minutes ago, Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number 310.
date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Kristen and Amber Show is pre-recorded.
Welcome to the Kristen and Amber Show. Today we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, when many people in Mexico and the United States remember the Mexican victory against Napoleon and the French forces back in 1862.
Right. And I didn't know that that's what Cinco de Mayo was for.
No, I thought it was the Mexican Independence Day.
I did too, yeah.
But it's not.
No, and it turns out this is kind of, there's one little town where this happened, this battle happened, where this is kind of a big deal, Cinco de Mayo. But, you know, it's not as a huge deal in Mexico as I thought it would be.
No, I mean, it's not even a federal holiday. People have to go to work and the banks are open and,
right,
you know, everything kind of goes on as a normal day, although there are some parades and festivals, I guess, like leading up to or after like Cinco de Mayo festivals.
Yes.
Here in the United States, I think it's mostly like a drinking holiday. Like,
right. It's an excuse,
let's go get some tequila,
get margaritas, mm-hmm, eat some nachos and tacos. I would guess that most Americans don't even know what it means, what it's, you know.
No, and I think, like in my house, we usually have a Mexican meal because I think our favorite, you know, among my kids and my husband, their favorite food of all time is tacos. So there, any day is a great day to have a taco, but especially on Cinco.
Damn, boy, you see honey right there? Damn, boy, you see honey right there? Damn, boy, you see honey